Hang on a sec, babe. It's my agent. Yes, I hear you. But I said no. I am telling you for the fifth time that I don't want to walk the red carpet tonight. No. I've told you why. Yeah. The blue one. Yeah, the blue tie looks better with that suit. I'm here, yes. Look, I've been hounded by the press, by social media, by everybody about a relationship with some dude singer that I don't even know. That's what all the questions on the red carpet are going to be about tonight. And he's going to be there. I don't want anything to do with this. I just want to go, sit in the audience, and watch my peers get awards that they've worked really hard for. Is that such an issue? Okay, no. I said no. That's the end of it. Goodbye. Sorry, that was horrible. You look good. Oh, don't worry about it. You heard that. Okay. I know you kind of avoid all this stuff like the plague, which I don't blame you. But there's been some not so great stuff in the press lately on a lot of social media sites, and I just don't want you to hear the gossip, because that's all it is. It's gossip and it's crap. And I know that the photographers and the interviewers and such along the red carpet tonight are all going to go there because it's hot. It doesn't matter that I have a new album out that is doing really well. It doesn't matter that my last single was my best single yet in terms of both the song itself and, you know, performance in the charts and streaming services and whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter. They're going to hyper-focus on this one douchebag dude that I don't even know how the rumor got started that I was seeing him. I don't talk about my personal life. Yeah. Yeah. So I told my agent I don't want to walk the red carpet. I have no interest. Well, yeah, I probably should, because, you know, with the album out, I need as much exposure as possible. I just want the right kind of exposure. I'm tired of playing the game, you know? I've been doing this a long time. Anyway, you look fabulous. The blue tie was definitely the right choice. Yeah. I'm gonna have the most handsome date in the place. Don't roll your eyes. Yes, there's going to be a lot of singers, actors, people there. But I still maintain I have the best looking date and the sweetest and the kindest. I don't care about that stuff. I care about you. I love you. And I want you to have fun tonight. Oh, come on. I know you've been secretly looking forward to this. But you didn't want me to feel weird, so you didn't let on that you're actually excited. I know. It's okay. We work really hard to keep all this separate from us. And usually, we do a really good job at it. So good, in fact, that they now think I'm with this other douchebag, but whatever. Yeah, I can call him a douchebag because I've heard the stories from people that I've worked with, that he's worked with. He's not a very nice person. And now that I think about it, I think I have met him at some event. And he wasn't all that great, which is probably why I blocked out meeting him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we try to keep everything separate. But things like this are fun. And the party after the award show is always a good time. There's good food and there's a lot of people there that aren't industry people, you know? Well, I'm not the only one who's dating someone outside of the industry. No, of course not. I know you enjoy them once in a while. Yeah, you did. You did feel out of place with these things when we first started going. The first time I ever took you on a red carpet, I thought you were going to just tip over. Mm-hmm. It didn't last long. I think you made a beeline for the building while I stood and did the photo call. It's okay. You're not out of place. Mm-mm. Anywhere you're with me is where you belong. And vice versa. I know you just want to make me happy, but these things don't make me happy. They are just part of the gig. It's just something I have to do so that I can do the part that I really love, which is making music and sharing it with the world, you know? I do enjoy catching up with people I've worked with. I know there's a couple of producers from my first album that are going to be there tonight that I'm, you know, looking forward to saying hello to. Mm-hmm. A couple people I've collabed with, you know. That's always the fun part, is the people. Okay. Thank you. I don't know where the dress came from. My agent had it sent over. I don't even know who the designer is because I don't care. I'm going to have to figure it out because if they ask me, I have to say it. But, you know, whatever. You like it, though? Yeah? Thank you. Well, I wasn't sure about the color, but I think it goes well with your tie, so. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What's the plan? I don't want to walk the red carpet, but they're insisting. My agent, my publicist has called like 5 times. I know I should. With the album just out, I really should be getting as much exposure as I can. And if they see that that guy is there and I'm not with him, maybe it'll put some of the shit to rest, you know? Okay, but here's the thing. If I have to, you have to. Oh, come on. I let you out of the red carpet for the last 2 of these things. I want to be on your arm. I want to be proud to be there with you because I'm proud to be with you. And I want the whole world to see it. I don't want to be on some stranger's arm, somebody the media has linked me to, although my agent did suggest that as well, and I told him where to stick it. I know you'll be there either way. And yes, you always cheer me on. No, the other stuff doesn't matter. As long as you're with me, I can do this. Okay? And if I get to stare at you in that tux, well, the things I have to do. Yeah. Okay, I gotta find my little clutch purse thing that came with the dress. I still have to put earrings in. And I think there's very torturous high-heeled shoes waiting for me as well. And we have to get going. So, you good? Yeah, I'm good. As long as you go with me, I'm good. All right. Let's get going. I believe we have a limo waiting.